I'd say ask the foreman or ask the postman or whatever you want to call it.
All right. What are some terms that people, both black and white, might call a person who's very poor? Say the person is white and is very poor. What are some terms that, you know, people use to designate that, especially if they didn't like the person?
What do you want to call some low-down names, huh?
Right. Some low-down names.
I don't, it is poor, real poor. Well, using the word black, the blacks are using some black men here, some white trash, or something like that, or that, you know, he's not,
They call him Pepperwood, they call him Cracker.
Right. Do you think of any
other? All black
niggas. Well, I mean, I just didn't. I knew that's what you could have said or what you would have said, but I just didn't say it.
You didn't want to say it.
That's what she asked
for. Yeah, I know.
Have you ever heard redneck? People call it redneck?
Yeah, they call them rednecks.
All right. Now, somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways, and is conspicuous when he gets to town. Of himself, he might say, this person might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country boy.
Okay. Now, how would town people refer to him?
After you come to town?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what to say to him. Like somebody, if he didn't cooperate with it, then going back to the country boy.
Would they have any special names that
come
and say, look at that?
Well, your color is, I tell you what they say. Look at that country peck of wood, or look at that country nigger, or whatever you want to call
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a few minutes, a few hours.
Okay. All right, you know you're right on the road, but you aren't sure of the distance, you know, to where you're going. You might stop and ask somebody, how?
Oh, how will I get to this place where I'm going, or how far I'm from it, those things come with.
All right. I know some people that they used to say, I'll be with you in a wrecking
room. That's true.
Do what?
They
say what?
They say, I'll be with you in a
reckless.
In a
reckless. Mm. You said that, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean people who just didn't know anything, you know, just this by way that they'd say to you.
Right. Would that be something that more that you would hear a long time ago than you would now?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Right. A few minutes or an hour or so, they wouldn't say nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be just, she said, I'll be ready in a reckless.
Okay. And how long would that be?
Short time.
All right. If you wanted me to see something and you wanted to call my attention to it, and you're pointing out something nearby, you might say, you know, if you were trying to call my attention to that basket of flowers, you'd say.
I said, do you see that basket of flowers?
Right. And if you wanted me to turn my head that way, if I was looking that way, you might say.
Turn back.
Alright. Do you ever use the expression, look here?
Yes.
Do you ever use it like with children if you're, you know, fussing at them? Would you ever use it that way?
Look here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you say, look here, I'm going to whoop you.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to thank you.